fear not of that. Look in that direction. Vision of the end is the sight of your light. The lust of the moment is in truth your grave.
Mm-hmm. Again, nothing to do. Now and the end. Because now it's the problem of the logic, what you're busy with for the moment. The end, which is the beginning, which is everything to us, that's what it is. The goal, the outcome, we're looking at that one. But the ego, the animal, looks at the moment. Yes?
Man with vision of the end, who has seen 100 artifices, is not like him that has heard of one artifice. He has been so befooled by that one artifice that in his pride he has become alienated from the masters. Like Samiri, when he has seen in himself that skill, through pride he has rebelled against Moses.
You know the story of the Samiri? You don't know him? I thought your family. He was one of you. This is the guy who was very close to Moses and was always following Moses. One day he saw Moses going and talking like this. He realized that, oh, the Gabriel is walking this side of the Moses. So he's walking on this. He picked up a piece of that, a gravel, put it in his pocket. When Moses was up there and they gave the up, Moses was not coming down, they made a cow, he put a little bit of that there in the mouth of the cow, that's why the cow starts to make noises. And because Samiri could make noises like this, he thought, okay, now I have my own magic, why should I follow Moses? This is the example he brings in. Means, listen, I know you feel you're clever, but that shouldn't stop you following the clever people. This is something that happens to all the bad students. They learn a little bit, then they leave the teacher, they go on their own because the first sign of understanding will make wow, and they want to be happy about that. Do not do that. This summary, he learned all what he did from Moses. Then whatever, of course Moses will change the game and he will lose when he does that. Because, listen, there are a lot of knowledge that will go in the head to give the head to the guillotine. Because there are a lot of knowledge that will go in your head to kill you. If you don't want to lose your head, be the foot. Be the feet, don't be the head. Yes?
He has learned that skill from Moses and closed his eyes to his teacher. Moses, of course, exhibited another artifice so that it swept away that artifice and his life. Oh, many is the knowledge that runs in the head that he should become eminent, and truth, through that, his head goes.
There is one word here that I realized it for the first time here. It's very interesting. The artifice. That artifice is very interesting over there. Because the word in Persian is hunar. Okay? And hunar in recent temporary time in, let's say, 20th century, means art in Iran. But at the time of Rumi, it has nothing to do with art. Hunar means the métier, means the know-how of doing the stuff. That's the know-how. But because Nicholson is there at the time that the art is, this word is used for the art, they made artifice. Artifice doesn't do that. Because this is more than, okay, the thing that you're doing, that way of doing it, or let's say learn the skill, the skillfulness, that is skillfulness. That's what the word is, not artifice. Yes, skillfulness will be. Onarmije is skillfulness. Karai, yeah, skillfulness. So that's the misinterpretation, but the rest is there. You don't want to lose your head, be your foot, and lean on the pole of vision in this universe. Because these people, to us, are the pole, because that's the center of attraction. They're the pole of, with the vision, because they know what's up. Yes?
If you do not wish your head to be lost, be a foot. Be under the protection of the kutub, who is possessed of discernment. Though you are a king, do not deem yourself above him. Though you be honey, gather nothing but his sugar cane. Your thought is the outward form, and his thought is the soul. Your coin is false, and his coin is the mind. You are he. Seek yourself in his he. Say, coo, coo. Become a dove towards him. And if you are unwilling to serve the men of kind, you are in the dragon's mouth like the bear.
So, you're not in a good shape. He can't. First of all, your thoughts are just the painting, the picture. And his thought is the life. Your coin is false, but the word is not false. The word is that tricky Arabic word, which is qalb. You know what qalb is? Qalb is a very tricky word in Arab language. Qalb means heart. Qalb means fake. Because this is fake. This is my heart, but this is the fake heart. The real heart belongs to him and stuff like that. But yes, taqallub means cheating. Qalb, taqallub means cheating, inqilab means revolution, and munqalib means reformed, changed totally, and things like that. It's a very tricky word, and Rumi loves to play with that word because it has all those meanings, and if you talk about it, and let it skip. Here we say, what you have, your coin, the money you have, is fake. His money is the source, is the mine. He is you. Therefore, find yourself in him. Look for yourself in him. And go around like that little bird, go say coo, coo, coo. Coo in Persian means, where is it? This little bird sounds like coo, coo. You say, this is a good seeker. Look at the bird. He's always, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Says, be like that. So go towards that. That thing that you don't know there is, it's there. Go towards it. And if you don't want to do this, which is giving service to the human being, then you are in the mouth of the dragon like the bear we were talking about. You see, nothing happened yet. Later we'll go to the bear, but from here, first the beginning was one subject there. cry out loud, you will be helped, because help is outside. Good. Second one is that, remember, you have to bring out what's in you. And for this, you have to change. This change is not something that you do, it's something you don't. Cool down, chill off. Sit down and understand where you are. Okay, you're clever. You got it from somewhere. So the source is still here. Look for the source and be humble. Then you will learn. Why? Because we'll tell you, these exceptional fellows, they are here to show you to you. They are you, and you have to find yourself within the talking and advice. And if not, you are in trouble. Then what? You're in trouble what? Read the rest. You're like the bear?
It may be that a master will deliver you and pull you out of danger. As you have no strength, keep making a lamentation, since you are blind. Take care, do not turn your head away from him that sees the road. You are less than the bear. You are not wailing at the pain. The bear was freed from pain when it made an outcry.
Then you are changing to are you? Because that's a question. Means, are you less than the bear? Bear cried and was saved. Why don't you cry? Oh God.
Oh God, make our stony hearts wax. Make our wailing sweet and an object of mercy.
In a way, yes. With the loss of a lot of good feeling about it, because version when you say stone heart, it is some special proverb we use. And when you say the wax, we don't say the wax. We say one special name of one kind of wax means the wax that is in the candle. That's the moon. The other waxes, they have different names. So we'll say, this is good softy, which will give in to the fire of the candle and it will burn to give you the light. The other one is a piece of stone. And the prayer that we are knowledge is crying, is not crying, it's something a little bit different. Moaning. Make our moaning good and merciable. Means make our moan the subject of your mercy and make it sound good, because we know even our moan doesn't sound good. You know why we know it? That is the point of the next story. You read the next story.
How a sightless beggar said, I have two blindnesses.
See, this is the trick of knowing. You should know not only that you're blind, you should know other problem you have. Yes.
There was a blind man who used to say, pity, I have two blindnesses, O people of the time. Therefore, hark ye, show unto me twice as much compassion, since I have two blindnesses, and I between. Somebody said, we see one blindness of yours, what may the other blindness be? Explain. He answered, I have an ugly voice and unpleasing tones. Ugliness of voice and blindness are double. My ugly cry becomes a source of annoyance. The people's love is lessened by my cry. Whithersoever my ugly voice goes, it becomes a source of anger and annoyance and hatred. Double your compassion for two blindnesses. Make room for one who gets so little room.
This is not translatable. Make room for one.